central bank's functions are no longer what they were, and we do need a completely new banking structure to be recognized in the country. And quite possibly that would work better if we had a new chief executive in the central bank. It would be very much more helpful if we did not have the international bodies having to work with people who they recognize to be part of the problem. And if a new person could be elected to that position or appointed to the position who was seen not to be tied to outdated methods or standards of behavior that were not acceptable before, I think we might get much faster responses to the requests we placed for financial assistance.
To be fair to Mr. Gono, he is saying that he carried out those quasi-fiscal operations under the instruction of the president himself and other senior government officials, and also that the country was under sanctions.
Well, the sanctions story is not true. I know that he says it, but it doesn't make it a fact. The country was not under sanctions. Certain individuals were facing sanctions, but any trader in Zimbabwe could do business with any country in the world without any restriction.